This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves. That's my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So if you hang out with us on Sunday mornings, you know that every week what we're trying to do is talk about the business news that matters to you, answer your questions, dig into retirement planning, investing, cash, income, income in retirement, maybe even solve some of the world's problems. Right, Tom?
Yeah, just a few things that we want to cover today. But the point is, there's so much we have to deal with, and it's important that we address these. And as we've said in the past, if you come away with a couple ideas that can impact your retirement, hey, we've had a good show.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to talk to Tom directly, 630-934-1855. He is a wealth of knowledge about all these topics, or you can just go to his website, alphawealthgroup.com. So this week, Helene Olin, who's an economic columnist for the Washington Post, wrote a really interesting story about how those American Airlines massive cancellations last week, I think they canceled something like 2,000 flights. God, thank God I wasn't on one of those. How that is really highlighting these larger frustrations that are roiling Americans. And I think you saw it in the election returns as well this week. She points out that it isn't just that inflation is rising at the fastest rate since 2008, which is, I think, 5.4%, but there's something that Planet Money calls skimpflation. You pay more and you get less. So things like the hotel that doesn't offer daily housekeeping, restaurants that don't have enough waiters, banks that don't have enough phone people. Everybody's, like, short on people, right? But at the same time, we've got the stock market at record highs. Americans are feeling pinched. Consumer confidence is going down. And I know we're going to talk about inflation later in this show and maybe, you know, even in the next show. But I think one of people's greatest fears in retirement is that they're going to have this skintflation retirement, right? Pay more, get a lot less. And after a whole lifetime of working and saving, it just doesn't seem fair to them. And so I'm wondering, Tom, how do you help your clients through that mindset? Not that I'm feeling this personally myself at all. This is not one of those shows where the host is like, you know, hypothetically women, you know, and men and blah, blah, blah. You know, seriously, how do you deal with that kind of idea that you got to do less in retirement when you finally get there?
Well, you know, that's a great question because unfortunately, I think some of these things are here to stay. It isn't like years ago with the services that you would get, the amenities that you would get. I think we're just going to have to deal with some of these things. But as it relates, I think the takeaway from this is really when you take a look at your overall plan, and especially when you get into retirement, you go from this, I have paychecks coming in every week or every month or every 2 weeks. In fact, I can't tell you how many times I have a conversation with people that are still working and are getting close to retirement. So, you know, I didn't give as much thought to this while I was working because the bank, every time I went, you know, my bank account, I was getting my electronic funds transfer. I had money coming in. If I went to the grocery store, I did some things. But that can change because all of a sudden we go from these paychecks coming in to I'm living out of this chunk. If I've saved money, I'm living out of a bucket of money. And so I think one of the takeaways from some of this, there's that angst, and especially now, there's a snapshot. I think things are going to get better over time. I do. You know, this is really a snapshot more of,
Do you remember how people felt back in 2008? They felt like we were never going to get out of that recession. And really, for a lot of America, it lasted to 2016.
Yeah, I mean, I think this will correct itself a little bit more. There are going to be the supply chains. They're going to correct a little bit. I'm not saying we're over the hump completely and there won't be some lasting effects of this. But I would just say this. When you ask how would I talk to individuals about this or clients or anybody who is wondering, I think really it comes back to anytime there's this uncertainty, it's about creating, and in this case, an income plan. You know, I don't want to be trite about it, oversimplify it, but where is the income going to come from? So when I go to the store, when I go to fill up my tank, when I want to go on a trip, I'm not saying, okay, where's that money going to come from? So when we take a look at replacing the paychecks with something similar to that, and then how do I, as much as possible, incorporate inflation into that? I want to have at least a base income coming in. You know, Social Security is one example. That's one of the simplest.
Sure.
You know, that's an income. income, when I define income, that comes in no matter what happens in the market. It doesn't matter how much you have in savings. That check's coming in every week. You know, this last October, we had a 5.9% increase in the Social Security. In addition to that, there's an 8% delayed retirement credit every year we defer it. So that one little piece of the income plan, first of all, going to SSA.gov and knowing what your income is going to be. And the second part of that is, what is my claiming strategy? Every year you wait, it goes up by 8%. I've seen a $10,000 difference from age 65 to 70 per year.
Wow.
Right?
So, that's big. I mean, of course, you've done without it for, you know, those 5 years, but that's a big number.
Yeah. So what are things I'm doing to protect myself from increasing costs? And just as a general comment, I'll say, keep in mind, the longer you defer Social Security, the higher benefit stays with both spouses for those of you who are married. So there's some thoughts in how you do that. And then for those that have a pension, you have to start looking at these. You may even want to, we've talked about this in the past, Elise, even consider annuities. They can give you a guaranteed income stream. You know, so now you've got a, for lack of maybe a turn the lights on, I've got the income I need. I know that paycheck's coming in. I'm not abandoning. I still want to have those investments. So if I have to pull $10,000 out of my investments or $15,000, whatever the number is, I want to go to Disneyland. I want to go help pay for a child or grandchild's,
or take a trip, or maybe you get sick and something's not covered, right?
Yeah, and so that's really, I think, how it helps the individuals or the families here to say, you know, they can sit back and look at it and say, yeah, I have this stream of income coming in every month, every week, no matter what happens. I've also got my investments. And so this is how you can, hopefully, it's going to mitigate some of these things. I wish I could tell you, what can we do about now having less cookies in the, you know, I think even now potato chips have less in the bag. I think you know,
that's, and Fritos. All of these. What happened to Fritos?
So we're going to, you know, I wish I had an answer to that. We have to deal with the skimpiness and these things. You may have to pay up as you go into retirement to compensate, but the point is, if you have a solid and strong income plan and an investment plan with that, you know, that's going to help minimize some of that, I guess, angst or concern about these things.
Well, I definitely want to talk a little bit more about inflation, because it's just, you know, the numbers that are coming out, the fact that the Fed, you know, with its bond buying program, it's, you know, tailoring it back. I think all of that is going to have a really dramatic effect on things like mortgage interest rates, which, mm-hmm. you know, as you and I both have talked about before, baby boomers never met a mortgage they didn't like. So let's take a short break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about inflation and dig into that side of it, too, because I think that's a big key to what's going on here. We're so afraid of this mythical hyperinflation that I think we're just getting our, you know, it's getting all the dander up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 630-934-1855 if you want to talk to Tom, alphawealthgroup.com, and we will be right back with more on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves. I'm here with Tom Fortino. He's the founder of Alpha Wealth Group, and we are talking about your money, specifically your money in retirement and how far it will or won't go with inflation, which is one of my favorite topics. So this Dartmouth College professor, David Blanchflower, it's hard to believe that's a real name, Dr. Blanchflower, he says that, you know, don't be afraid of inflation pushing us into another recession, because we may actually already be in one. And he points out that there are two major consumer confidence indices that have dropped more or just as much as they did ahead of the 2008 crash. And we've talked about this idea before, that there's another recession brewing, and mm-hmm. we might actually already be in one. And I know that that's so scary, and everybody thinks hyperinflation, and, you know, their money's just not going to buy that much. Mm-hmm. And I was recently in Arizona, you know, all the houses I saw there for sale were priced at $4 million or more. And I thought, oh, that's quite a lot of inflation for Arizona in particular, which mm-hmm. was so hard hit, Scottsdale and Phoenix. I mean, you could buy things for pennies, you know, 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're, you know, talking about inflation, and we were just kind of talking about this idea of a skintflation, you know, mm-hmm. the idea that you're paying more and getting less. How do you help your clients think about safeguarding, you know, savings and their investments and getting enough growth to counteract what could be 5, 6, 7% inflation if it continues to go in that direction?
You know, historically, the best hedge against inflation has been the stock market, you know, having investments in the market. And so, you know, that's where you want to have as part of your plan. We talked about there's all these pieces of your plan, Elyse, when we just previously we were talking about, well, how do you have create income in retirement? And, you know, that's part of it, having the income plan. And then in addition to that, you know, you want to have these investments that, you know, have some growth element to them, trying to have a strategy that makes sense for you and, you know, gets you the growth, but also protects a little bit on the upside, but allows you to maybe supplement your income to get growth that exceeds the inflation rate. You know, it's a tough call because if you put money today in savings, you put money in bonds, we've talked about, again, this before, you actually have a negative real rate of return. So it's not an all-or-nothing proposition, by the way. You don't have to be 100% in the market. In fact, if you're retired and you need money for income, I would suggest you are not 100% in the market. But interesting article recently was talking about the 60-40 portfolio. I agree with some of the points there, but they were just showing historically, I think, over the last 30 years, the 60-40 portfolio has averaged 9.8%. So it's outpaced inflation. So you can still be a moderate investor on the investment piece. Again, we want to still have income coming in separate from that. But this, again, all comes back to having this plan and strategy to try to have growth as part of your plan, also have income as part of your plan. There's all these other pieces, which we don't have time to get into today as far as minimizing taxes and all the other things that we've talked about in the past. But it really gets back to having a complete plan that takes all these things into account, because I think all too often, you know, this industry makes things more complicated than they need to be. And so, you know, some of the takeaways here are starting to put these things in place. You know, we've had the discussion before. I've talked about my approach to when people say, well, what is a plan? What does that include? And I always talk about the five pieces of your plan: having an income plan, having an investment plan, having a tax plan, an asset protection plan, and an estate and legacy plan. Those are the five pillars to your plan. And how solid is your plan? And do you have those things, in taking those things into account? So certainly they're not separate from each other. That's why I bring it up. But really, you know, this is how we can deal with some of these concerns when it comes to inflation: having solid income, then having a growth piece to my plan.
How important is it to think about all those five pieces if you're say in your 30s and 40s? You know, I get when you're in your 50s and you're starting to think about retiring, it's important. Even, you know, early 60s, what we've seen now is a rash of people who have retired in their early 60s, but they're not taking Social Security at 62 because the stock market has been so strong that they kind of looked at their money and went, oh, I could just wait a few years to take Social Security and get that, what did you say, 8.5% bump every month, every year?
It's an 8% delayed retirement credit. It increases by 8% every year you defer it.
Right. So we've seen a whole lot of people do that, been some interesting stories on it. But, you know, how does it change the idea of, you know, thinking about these five pieces of the plan when you're in your 40s, say, versus when you're in your 60s?
You know, it's tough because, you know, I mean, when you're in your 30s and even maybe not so much into your 40s, but certainly in your 20s and 30s, you think you're immortal, right? And it's hard to really sometimes put perspective.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen that changes in time. But, you know, we've seen the numbers, too. The earlier you start, the much more impact you're going to have on the back end. So that's, you know, but all of these pieces, they I think they apply no matter what, right? Now, the risk may increase as you age, the risk of having, of course, passing away, the risk of a disability, the risk of not having enough money, those types of things, because your mortality shrinks, you're getting closer to retirement. But I think they still apply. But for example, Roth IRAs. You know, I was talking to someone who was 25 or 30, I would probably be saying, again, this is a general comment, but I would be saying, you know, or Roth 401ks. 401ks now, many of them, I think the majority of them offer a Roth option. I would say use the Roth. Pay the tax today. I mean, imagine that money growing 10, 20, 30 years tax-free for the rest of your life. These can be so impactful. And so this is where there's things that you can do now, and even at any age, they're going to have a huge impact down the road. I call that sometimes forward tax planning, those ideas. And by the way, we're coming up on the end of the year. I don't mean to go off too many tangents here, but that's something at some point maybe we want to talk about. We're having things that you only have till the end of the year to do.
Yeah, we actually, that's a great point. We should start that conversation. Maybe we'll start it next week. So for all of you listening, tune in next week. So, you know, the idea, though, that's a really interesting idea that, you know, your income is going to be lower in your 20s than it is in your 40s, typically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pay the tax when it's low. your income is low, so you pay less in tax, and then it grows tax-free forever. Of course, then you have to be smart about the investments you make. But it's a it's a great piece of advice. I know a bunch of friends who, you know, have the cash, and so when their kids in their 20s are earning money but don't have enough cash to actually afford to fund the Roth, they fund it for them.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's just, to me, it's exciting. I don't know how exciting it gets to other people, but, you know, you're putting money into an account.
This is why you're a good planner. This is why you're a good RIA, because you sit there and it does excite you. It's good.
Tax and tax, but when you add the word free to it, tax-free, boy, now, to me, that gets exciting, you know. Imagine owning Tesla stock over the past few years and every penny of it was tax-free.
In your Roth IRA, right. It would be
awesome.
In your
Roth IRA.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now that you've said that, I'm actually very sorry. I don't own it. I only own it in my S&P 500 account because you know how I feel about not owning individual
stocks. I didn't make that call
stocks.
Either, so no reason to feel bad.
You know, I will tell you something how about a little bit about how these stocks, you know, improve over time. This is a true story. So there was a time when I had investments in something like 65 companies. And my mother's RIA looked at that and went, are you kidding? Are you a mutual fund? I said, no.
Sure.
I just buy what I like and I think is going to grow. And let me tell you, I'm sorry I didn't hold on to every single one of those companies. Well, almost everyone. But so we sold, we were building our renovation, and I, you know, you have to make decisions, and we needed some extra cash. And so I had paid $750 for 25 shares of Intel in 1988.
Wow.
And by the time we did our renovation in 1999, it was worth $45,000 or something. It was really one of my, yeah, I know, it was a good, it was
a
good
one. That's great. I mean, it's a
great
story.
Almost like Tesla. Well, it gets even better. So we sold all but five shares because I couldn't find five shares. I don't know how, you know, because it had divided over time and what have you.
Sure.
So anyway, we had these five shares were just sort of being held somewhere. We couldn't, you know, I knew I had them, couldn't figure it out. Finally, we find them. And we just, by then, you know, it was years later, we finished the renovation, whatever. And so Sam came in the other day and said to me, hey, you want to know how much your five shares are worth? I said, no, how much? And they were worth, they're already worth like $6,000
more. Well, you guys keep finding money every time I talk to you.
I know, it's just like. But anyway, the point is that these are, you know, this kind of idea that you start young. I was 20, I was in my early 20s when I bought those, that stock. And, you know, I bought it actually because I was dating, this is the funny part, I was dating a guy who worked for a Sam Zell company called Itel. And I was following Itel, and Intel was right next to it on the listings, back when we had newspapers, and you had to actually look in the newspaper to find what your stock was worth. And that's how I was like, oh, this one's going up. Itel's not doing anything, but Intel goes up. I'm going to buy some Intel, and that's how I bought it. But anyway, right? Do your research. 23 years old, it paid off big time. So to your point, there were no Roth IRAs back then because I'm 100 years old. But it's such a great point. It's one of the reasons, Tom, I think you really are so good at what you do, because it's those little nuggets of information that you can take with you out into your life. And it could make, you know, 100% difference in how you end up at the end of the month, at the end of the year, at the end of your life. All right. Well, we are, of course, out of time. But next week, we're going to start talking about what you need to do to wrap things up in a great way before the end of the year. There are just a few things. Timing is everything. And there are a few things we'd love for you to try to do before we get to the end of the year. So if you want to talk to Tom in the meantime and get, you don't have to wait till Sunday, right? You can just call Tom, 630-934-1855, a wealth of information, alphawealthgroup.com, or find me at bestmoneymoves.com. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening every week. We love hearing from you. So please reach out, and we'll talk to you again next week on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.